Today we are discussing sight loss research. Now we're going to concentrate on a particular condition called Stargardt's disease. There has been some work by Professor Robert McLaren funded by various organisations including Fight for Sight. Now we have with us Dr. Rubina Ahmed from Fight for Sight. Tell us first of all a little bit about the condition itself. What kind of effect does this have on the eye?
Stargardt's disease is a genetic condition and it causes progressive loss of the central vision, and it affects people's really their fine detailed vision, and it affects between 8 to 10,000 people in the UK. It can start quite early on when people are quite young, and then the disease tends to get progressively worse and then stabilise.
So is this a gradual loss of central vision?
It is a gradual loss, and really it also varies from person to person. So some people are affected quite significantly and others less so. But people generally retain their peripheral or their side vision, and it is rare for somebody to become completely blind. But actually, you know, it does have a significant impact on people as they lose their central vision.
Is it a hereditary condition?
It is. It's a yes. So we know there are a number of genes that can potentially cause Stargardt's disease. And the most common cause of it is a gene called ABCA4. And actually, so it can be passed down from generation to generation.
At the moment, are there any treatments that can cure or perhaps slow down the condition?
Unfortunately, there isn't. People tend to get a diagnosis when they notice something going wrong, especially in young children. It can affect them, and you go and have a test and have often a genetic diagnosis. But after that, really, there isn't any therapy or any treatments that you can take to either stop the progression of the disease, stop it getting worse, or indeed curing it. So a lot of support is provided to the people, but actually there's no cure at the moment.
Now, sure, many of our listeners, and then many people in general, when it comes to medical research, they hear a lot about gene therapy. Tell us what that actually is.
So gene therapy can essentially mean a lot of things, but it's essentially taking, when you have a genetic mutation, it means that the protein that is produced as a result of that gene is no longer produced or is produced abnormally. So gene therapy is about putting the correct gene back into the place where you need it so that the correct protein can be produced. And so this is something that is now being trialled for a number of different eye diseases, actually, including something called choroideremia, where there are studies that are in late phase clinical trials now, really close to getting a therapy to patients. But what's exciting for us is that Professor McLaren is working on a potential therapy for Stargardt's disease.
And here is Professor McLaren discussing some of that work.
So the work that we did in my lab here, which was supported by the Medical Research Council, worked out a way of splitting the ABCA4 gene into two halves, which overlap and recombine. And we had additional funding from Fight for Sight that enabled us to look at the effects of this in more detail. And in that research, we were able to show that if we split the ABCA4 gene into two segments in a certain way that can recombine together, we can deliver it in two viral vectors, and then when the viral vectors go into the cells, the ABCA4 gene recombines to make the full length. The analogy of this would be something like, say you're trying to build a bridge over a river, and the bridge is too big to fit on one lorry. You know, you have two lorries, but you've got to work out where to cut the bridge so that when you put it back together again, it's stable. Now, as a result of that, the University of Oxford has licensed that program to another company, which is called Biogen, and that company is now doing more work on understanding the mechanisms in order to develop a clinical trial. My understanding is that the Stargardt trial, the development of the vectors behind that will not be far away. Now, there are also other treatments that may be what we call adjunctive treatments, which might slow down the disease. So there are various ways that you might interfere with the vitamin A metabolism by taking drugs. For instance, another project we've been working on involves using a type of vitamin A that's got a slight modification to it. And what that does, it stops it accumulating to forming these insoluble clumps at the back of the eye. That is a drug that's also currently in clinical trial. And there are other drugs which may just generally slow down the visual cycle. If you've got vitamin A going in and out of the cells, you know, all the time because it's being recycled as you see things and the photoreceptors fire off and then the vitamin A is recycled, then if you can slow down that process, you can also slow down the accumulation of vitamin A waste products. And so there are other products in clinical trial which generally slow down the visual cycle. They may make your vision poor in the dark and interfere with your dark adaptation, but the likelihood is they'll have some beneficial effect. So if you're someone who's quite mildly affected, it might be that just slowing it down a bit would be enough. Whereas the gene therapy is obviously something which would be ideal, but it does require an operation, which also has risks to making the vision worse. So I think we'll probably be looking at a balanced approach, which may be a combination of perhaps all three.
Really some exciting news there from Professor McLaren. Looking at that research for Stargardt disease, in fact, the gene therapy itself. So we get excited, Rabina, but you know, these pieces of research do take time.
Yes, they do. But we do have reason to be excited. As I said, with that choroideremia trial, for example, that was research that we funded 10, 15 years ago. And, you know, it's quite close to therapy now. But actually what that has done is paved the way for other conditions to be really targeted and treated in the same way. So hopefully once we've got that understanding of how these things work, it is more easily transferable into other conditions. So yes, it does take time, but we're hoping that it won't take as much time as those first therapies did.
Exciting news, I think we can say there, definitely, Rabina. Just finally, if people would like to learn more about the work of Fight for Sight, perhaps some of the work you're funding at the moment, or people would like to get involved maybe in fundraising, what's the best way to do that?
People would like to get in touch with us, they can visit us on our website at www.fightforsight.org.uk, or you can phone us on 0207 264 3900, and we're always happy to talk about the work that we're doing.
Dr. Rabina Ahmed, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.